In the old days, it was difficult to eat fresh food anywhere at any time. Fresh food like meat, fish, vegetables, and fruit soon becomes rotten when it is warm. A long time ago, people could enjoy fresh apples only in the fall, though we can buy them at a supermarket in any season today. People living in an area far away from the sea could not get fresh fish so easily when there were no trucks. However, even when they could not have enough fresh food, people had to eat something to live in good health. And actually, most of them were able to do so. What did they do to prepare daily meals when it was hard to get fresh food? People around the world have come up with several ways to prevent food from becoming rotten. But before reading about their efforts, we need to understand this first. How does food become rotten? Though we cannot see them, there are usually germs in fresh food. They like places with a lot of moisture. They live by decomposing the protein in the food, and this makes food rotten. When it is warm and the food has a lot of moisture in it, the number of germs quickly increases and they become more active. So, to prevent the food from becoming rotten, we need to kill germs in the food or to make them weaker. This means that we have to reduce the amount of moisture in fresh food. How did people in the old days solve this problem? Let's look at three traditional ways to preserve food. The first way is to dry fresh food in the sun. When food is put outside in sunny weather, solar heat takes moisture away from the food. When the amount of moisture in the food is under 35%, the number of germs does not increase and the food can be preserved for a while. Also, drying food has another good point. It makes the food smaller and lighter, so people can carry a larger amount of dried food more easily. For these reasons, people around the world began to use this method a long time ago. For example, dried fish was already eaten in Japan more than 1,000 years ago. Dried fruit was enjoyed in Africa and Europe more than 2,000 years ago. The second way is to preserve food with salt. Salt takes moisture away from food, so germs will be less active than they are before the salt is added. Salt also takes the moisture out of the germs' own bodies, and this kills them. When the concentration of salt is more than 10%, the number of germs does not increase. People have preserved many different kinds of food with salt. Japanese people have eaten vegetables pickled with salt for a long time. Because they could not go outside so easily during winter, people often lived by eating such food, especially in snowy areas. Meat preserved with salt also saved the lives of many hungry people in Europe hundreds of years ago. The third way is to preserve food with sugar. When we put sugar in food, the sugar catches and holds the moisture in the food. Then, germs cannot act in the moisture when it is combined with sugar. Because of this, sugar has the power to prevent food from becoming rotten. However, we need a large amount of sugar to preserve food. The necessary concentration of sugar is more than 60%. After the 16th century, sugar became cheap in Europe and more people were able to buy it. By boiling some fruit with a lot of sugar, people in Europe made jam as a way to preserve and enjoy fruit even in winter. However, in Japan, sugar was so expensive that it was not used often to preserve food before the 19th century. As you have read here, food preserved in these traditional ways has supported people's lives for a long time. Preserved food has not only helped hungry people, but also brought more fun to daily meals. We can enjoy many different dishes even now because of the food preserved in these traditional ways. It is a very useful gift produced through the great efforts of people in the old days.